Alrighty, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome to a new Discolly episode. It is Friday, January 10th. We're officially in the double digits of January, which feels a little bit unreal because I feel like it was just New Year, but we are almost, I don't want to say it yet, but almost halfway through January, which is a bit terrifying in my head. But welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver. The skies are blue, which is nice. It's not too sunny. It's not too cold. It's like the perfect temperature for us to be, you know, relaxing a little bit and trying to be very productive. But I do have some fun music for you guys today. But before we do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I will have to say, guys, during this semester particularly, I do have a class, not too far, thankfully. I do have a class at starting right at 12, from 12 to 1. And so therefore, I will be needing to end my shows a little bit earlier than usual for the coming shows until I finish this term, just so I can actually make my way over and, you know, waddle my way over as of right now, because I am a little bit injured. But yeah, so that'll be for today. I'm going to try to keep the show a little bit shorter. I know I love to yap so much that I just like sometimes lose track of the time. But yeah, if you don't know how the show works, basically here on Discolly, for about three quarters of the show, or about actually two thirds of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist, an artist's album, and we talk about their music, their discography, who they are, what they do, what are they known for, their concerts, their vinyl records, their collection, and we specifically explore and examine one album that week. We go through it, the track list, talk about it, the genres, you know, just kind of discover the art a little bit. And then the last third of the show, we talk about our discovered artist of the week, which is usually someone that I very much try to make somewhat, or like to discover someone that's somewhat similar to the artist, the mainstream artist of that week, so I can provide a nice little segue for you guys to maybe discover them. You never know, you might end up liking them a lot, and that's the whole point of the show, is for me to help you guys discover some more music, and also help myself, because I love discovering new artists. I kind of just like grow this attachment on them, because I'm just like trying to like find them and everything, so it's just so much like information overflow that I just inevitably end up liking their music, which is great. Basically for today, I have chosen a very, very, very well-known artist, an artist who so far has had quite a year as in like as of their past release, and that is Tyler, the Creator. He just released Chromacopia in, I actually don't remember when he released it. I want to say October, September? I don't even know. I kind of forget. But he did release it last year in 2024, and he's just about to embark on his world tour, the Chromacopia World Tour, starting in February, I think February 4th, starting in the US and then spanning all over the world. And that should be very, very exciting. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, the Creator, or originally known as Tyler Gregory Okonmon? I'm sorry, I'm trying to pronounce it. Was born on March 6, 1991, which makes him 33 years old, in Hawthorne, California. He's been active in the music industry since 2007, so he is a little bit, he has had his time in the music industry, which is why I think he has such a strong and like almost like a pillar presence in the music industry. He is a singer-songwriter, a rapper, a director, a producer, an actor, a fashion designer, which is crazy to think of, but I think he does have like a line, or if not like a gazillion collaborations with a bunch of clothing brands, and I think he just like designs a lot of merch, which is super cool. I know, I think he had a collaboration with Converse, I think he had a collaboration with like Urban Outfitters, I want to say. I actually don't know, I kind of lose track, but he is a lot of things, and I think one of the main things is that he is a rapper and he is a producer, and he's a really good one. His genres that he usually dabbles in are alt hip hop, neo soul, west coast hip hop, jazz rap, hardcore hip hop, and horrorcore. Horrorcore is one that I haven't heard. I actually haven't done any research of it, but I want to say horrorcore is a little bit, I can see what they mean by it. I think that Tyler can sometimes be very stripped away in his lyrics and in the way he produces things, where it's kind of like horrific, kind of like disgusting in the way he does it, but like it makes sense and it has a progression to it, and it also has a stability in it, if that makes sense. Like, he does it with intent. He doesn't just do it because he's lazy. He doesn't just do it because, like, oh, he's just like, that's what he thinks sounds good or whatever. It's like he does it in the sense that musically, it lines up with the vision that he had artistically. But yeah, so we'll discover that a little bit. The album that I did choose for today is not exactly horrorcore. I would probably say it's more on the jazz, rap, neo, soul, alt, hip-hop kind of beat. But yeah, he's under Columbia Records, which is owned by Sony Entertainment. So he is technically under Sony. And he actually founded a record label himself called Odd Future, which apparently he's not part of anymore. Either, I didn't do that much research on that one, I'm not going to lie. But either he like started it and like now he's like, he's obviously like still a founder, but like maybe not like the director of it. Or it might have just like completely just shut down in itself. But yeah, Odd Future is one of the record labels that he owns. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 studio albums. My guy, in a couple years, I think before 2030, we might see him reach 10 studio albums. The first one I cannot pronounce, but it was, I cannot say on air, but it was released in 2009. Then he released Goblin in 2011, Wolf in 2013, Cherry Bomb in 2015, Flower Boy in 2017, Igor in 2019, Call Me If You Get Lost in 2021, and then inevitably Chromacopia in 2024. The album that I have chosen for today, I wish it was Chromacopia, but I might leave that one for later. But I did want to look back a little bit, just a couple years, into Flower Boy that was released in 2017 on July 21st. This album is within the genres of hip-hop, jazz rap, and neo-soul. And it has some crazy features, some crazy artist features. We've got Frank Ocean, who, oh my God, can you please come back? Thank you. We have ASAP Rocky, Anna of the North, Lil Wayne, Kelly Uchi, Steve Lacy, Estelle, Jaden Smith, and Rex Orange County. My God, that list is stacked. And you know what the funny thing is that I think back in 2017, some of these artists haven't even had their breakthrough yet. I mean, we had been seeing Frank Ocean for a bit, ASAP Rocky as well, Anna of the North. I mean, I don't think she's too known. Yeah, she's from Norway. I haven't really heard of her so, like, in, like, the past years that I've kind of been hearing music. I really just know her as a feature on Tyler's album. Maybe I'll look into it a little bit more and see if maybe she is of my taste. We also have Lil Wayne, who was definitely already in the scene by then. We have Kelly Uchis, who was just, I think, starting a little bit. I think this was during the time of her Por Vida EP or album. I think it was an EP. Then we had Steve Lacy. He still hadn't had his big breakthrough yet. Estelle, Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith, I think, was like dabbling here and there with music. I think he was like up and down. I don't really know. I was never really into Jaden Smith's music, but like, he's not bad, but maybe just not for me. And then we have Rex Orange County, which if you guys remember from my episode on Rex Orange County, I said that one of the main reasons Rex came into the spotlight is because Tyler, the creator, actually ended up quote-unquote discovering him or finding him and really liking his voice and his type of music. And he had him then be a featured artist on two songs off of Flower Boy, both, I think it's Fordham and Boredom. Which is funny because they're both they both end in dumb. but yeah, so that's super, super cool. And then Rex kind of had his own little career after that and released all the other albums. And if you want to hear one of them, definitely check out my other Discoli episode that I did a couple weeks ago. The singles off of the album were Who That Boy and 911 or 911 that were released on the same day, Boredom, I Ain't Got Time, and See You Again. Okay, enough of me yapping. It's been 10 minutes. I think that's enough. I want to play for you guys the first kind of like, I'm going to play the interlude that leads to the first song. Not the first song, but the first song I want to play. which is probably the most loved and adored song off of this album. It just has such like a cool, I don't even know if it's a story, but it just has like such a cool production. The feature is incredible. I mean, I'm a little bit biased because I love her so much. But this is the third going into the fourth track of the album, right after Forward. It's not Forward. Forward, and then Where This Flower Blooms, we have Sometimes, and then it leads you to See You Again. So I will be playing those two little snippets. We'll come back. We'll talk about it a little bit. Talk about like what was behind the song, I guess, maybe a bit. And then, yeah, move down to the track list. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Tyler Creator with Sometimes into See You Again. Oh, hello. We're having a little issue with the aux cord today. Oh, I'm lying to you guys. I'm doing it wrong. Oh, yeah, I love technical issues. But here you go. Here's Sometimes with See You Again.
Sometimes I sit in my room. It's Golf Radio. You're on the air with Shay Powers. We're taking requests. Get that one. What's your name? Hello? Okay, well, since you want to be Mr. Secret Agent, what song you want to hear?
The one about me.
Okay.
You live in my dream state. We look at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You live in my dream state. Anytime I count sheep, that's the only time we make up. You exist behind my eyelids. No, I don't wanna wake up.
2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever?
I said, okay, my infatuation is translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you, I've been looking, stop the waiting for, I stop the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what do you mean? It's them rose tinted cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie.
Ugh. 2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
So can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever?
Welcome back. That was Sometimes into See You Again by Tyler, the Creator, featuring the lovely, the brilliant Kelly Uchis. I will be saying, I'm going to be completely honest, I am playing this music off of a version that I was able to find online, because Tyler's music can be incredibly explicit, and unfortunately I cannot run that risk of playing it on air. So thankfully this is the clean version, so every now and then if you do hear like a little skip, a little beat skip, or a lyric skip, just know that that's why I'm playing the clean version for you guys. Okay, so much to say. Funny enough, sometimes kind of has that that like radio-esque that they kind of like start to portray as like, you're listening to, I don't even know what he says, but like, you're listening to radio, which is a little bit funny to me. But yeah, See You Again. Something that I love about See You Again is that there's just, the production itself mixes so many different types of instruments. I mean, we have the trumpets at the end, we have the clapping, and like the, but it's like a rhythm, kind of like military clap, which I guess might have a little bit of a backstory that I wanted to mention with this song. I don't know the exact name of it, the exact video. I keep, for some reason, it's a little bit underground, the video. I can't exactly find it. I know it was trending for a really, really long time on social media, but it was like the left, right dance. Go left, right, stop. I think he used it, or I think he sampled that that audio during his Coachella performance originally, or it might have been during his tour. But after that, it ended up being like this whole thing, because people were like, oh my God, I want my life to sound like this. Oh my God, I want my future to sound like this. This song is so beautiful, which, you know what? Yeah, it's true. It's a very beautiful song and a very beautiful sample. And then it goes into like the claps and like the kind of like marching rhythm a little bit, which is dope. Like, it's just dope. It's just like pure like bliss into the ears. Yeah, and then Kali Uchi brings, of course, her very light, airy, baby-like voice into the song with the "Can I get a kiss?" right? And "Can you make it last forever?" So I think what this one of these songs, or this song in particular off of the album, is one of the more romantic, more like love not ballads, but like love stories in the song, which is really, really cool, because it pairs really nicely with Kali Uchi's kind of more slowed down part of the song. And then we got Tyler, the Creator, coming in with his rap. Obviously, I would call this, maybe this is the genre that people were talking about, the West Coast rap. It's a little bit less quote unquote aggressive. It's more cohesive. It follows the beat of the song a little bit more. You'll see in other songs how like sometimes, and it's part of the genre, sometimes it's not that he is not on beat when he raps, it's just he's using the whole space of the song and all of the rhythm and tempo in the song to fill it in with his storytelling. So sometimes you can be like, oh, he's off, but then he'll be back on the beat. And it's just because he's technically using the breaks between the beats to just rap, which is cool. But sometimes it feels a little weird in my ears, I'm not going to lie. But I mean, at the end of the day, it is art. I do love at the end of this song how it's just like la 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 la, and then we have Tyler, the Creator, being like okay, right? It's cool. It's like this like nice layering of like two different worlds. And I love the introduction of the trumpets at the end. I love the introduction of like the high end of a xylophone, like, you know those like xylophones that you used to play with as a kid. You'd be like doot, 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 like the little like end part, like the high notes of it. It's kind of at the end, it kind of adds like a little like kind of like jumpy, kind of like, how can I say this, not so serious element to it, because the song is very like heavy beat, heavy production, but at the same time it's like at the end it's like you feel like you're like floating, you're like la 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 la, like nothing in the world ever matters, like there's no problems and no issues in your life. But yeah, so that was See You Again. Clearly love that song, clearly so much to say about it. The next song that I do want to play for you guys is Who That Boy, which is one of the songs that was also released as a single before the album itself came out. So I'm going to play it. This is featuring ASAP Rocky, ASAP Rocker, for those who know that meme. But yeah, I'll play it. We'll get back and then we'll listen. We'll just talk about it, you know, the years. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on Discali, and this is Who That Boy featuring ASAP Rocky by Tyler, the Creator.
Yo, who that boy, who him is, him that, I swear, stand out guy, him don't need no chair, well, what him at, cause I'm right here, I don't shop at the mall, all y'all just dumb, I'ma all this, you can give me some markers and I draw you a closet, and you know that it's gone, gonna make the deposit, fresh to death like he got dressed in a coffin, cons overalls and a striped shirt, the boy drips swag like a broken faucet, it's running, I'm running, that trippy be the bomb like he ran in Boston, won't stop till the cops around him, one and the other awesome with his face blown off, that's how they found him,
this young chick,
who that boy, who him is, who that boy, who him is, who that boy, who him is, who them boy, who them is,
like that, man, cause bitch, you like that, man, push me like that, how you putting bad vibes in the air like that, who them boy, who them is, who else that been this, this jig, who else you say got the this big, who else came through with a wrist this flick, guess my pants, do my dance, spin around, you could kiss my class, never seen ain't this much rad, still doing math when I miss my class, was it summertime, 06, at the number 9, never mind, was it number time before me, had the Gucci coaches, with the Letterman, dollar sign was my favorite number at the time, fresh freshman till they get my class, senior citizen, don't forget my past, being that and you knew that there, make the disappear, how she do that there,
who that boy, who him is, who that boy, who him is, who that boy, who him is, who them boy, who them is,
like that, man, cause that shit like that, man, cause push me like that, how you putting bad vibes in it?
The rap, I'm trying to own the planet from my other business vision.
These days acting like some like the witch, yeah. Teeth is good, some Jesus Christmas, he she exquisite, be expensive, and I don't even need attention, wing sap on a bumper sticker.
Global warming, my neck is so frio. I'm currently looking for 95 Leo. My mom says she's worried because I'm so ill. I should stay in bed, but got too much bread to make. She said, watch my weight. So I stay home and start eating some meals. Get out of my way, wait. Boy, that's McLaren at 0 to 60 and 2.0 Nueve. I'm gone.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my
tongue. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Welcome back to Discolly. That was Tyler the Creator with Who That Boy. This is what I mean when I say Tyler is very stripped and very gross with his production. Also very explicit, and I can say explicit in both senses with the way he, enunciates his rap. It's very, Like, here's the thing. It's not a bad thing, absolutely not. But I feel like every time he raps, he's like spitting. He's like spitting aggressively. He's spitting these bars. He's spitting these lines. And it's just like, he's here to say that. Like, he's on business. He's here to say that with power. He's not hesitant of what he's saying. And he means every single thing. But at the same time, it can feel a little, how can I say this? Like, not random. A little all over the place, if that makes sense. If you've seen the video for Who That Boy, it's really interesting. I wouldn't say it's graphic, but basically Tyler, the Creator, puts on, like, he's basically like sewn on and like stapled on like this like white face mask, like of a white person that isn't him. And something that you should know about Flower Boy is that this album is very much like a depiction of kind of like a diary, like Tyler's diary of what he was experiencing during the time. I mean, shortly after he released this album, because of songs like Who That Boy, because of songs like the next one I'm going to play, which is called Garden, because of these songs, he inevitably ended up coming out as bisexual, or I think he just labels himself as like a homo. Like, I think that's how he calls himself, like just to kind of like make it like a little bit more easy to portray, I think. But he ended up just coming out as queer. And it was because of these lyrics, and be like, who that boy, who that is, people being like, oh, is he like trying to say that like he can't be himself, or like he can't be in this community because he's black, or like kind of that intersectionality between both being black and both being part of the LGBTQ community, like what does that mean? So a lot of people were speculating. And then obviously Garden, there's like a couple like lyrics here or there where like they basically imply, they're like, oh yeah, like I think one of the lyrics was like, how did you guys not know? Or there were a lot of clear signs, and people were just speculating that that's what he meant. And then, yeah, he inevitably ended up coming out, and then everyone ended up loving him even more. I mean, obviously, there might have been like a little bit of talk and discourse here or there, but nothing that Tyler can definitely not take. And clearly, he wrote a whole album about it. So that's super sick. But yes, I just can't stress enough how much this song is just so disgusting, which is funny because he also has those songs that are a little bit like less intense, like Garden, which is the next song I want to play to make sure I get through all of these songs before I run out of time. But yeah, so this is Garden by Tyler, the Creator. We'll listen to it. We'll come back and we'll talk about it a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Garden Shed featuring Estelle. Thank you.
Hey yo. Garbage shit for the Gaudian. That is what I was IDing. That was real love I was in. Ain't no reason to pretend. Garbage shit for the Garcons. The feelings that I was Gaudian. Heavy on my mind. All my friends lost. They couldn't read the signs. I didn't want to talk. I tell them my location and I ain't want to walk. Truth is, since a youth kid, thought it was a face. Thought it be like the freight poof. Gone, but it still going on. Big fan of the bass 10. Polka dot knows how it goes. Had to keep it on the subwoofer. Couple butterflies wanna float. I was always like, man, really interested, but I bagged the brat to my boys like, bruh. This is crucial subject matter, sensitive like cooking batter. To the temperature that's rising, stepping on that ladder, trying to grab the rings of Saturn. I'm a planet by the time you hit it. And chatter about the heat, it will not matter.
Perfect little introduction to the next song we are going to be playing. But before we get into boredom, I want to talk a little bit about Garden Shed, which, by the way, I was fully missing the word shed when I was saying garden, but I meant garden shed. But regardless, yeah, I think that was a line where in the song he was like, oh, like I couldn't miss the signs. Like it was like, kind of obvious that people were like catching on to what Tyler had to say. I really like the production in the beginning of the song. It really does feel like a garden, not just a garden shed, but like a garden. Kind of reminded me very much of like a SZA type beat, like SZA type production within like her album Control. It's kind of like this, like the little electric guitar, but like the distortion of the electric guitar, kind of making it seem like very like a hot day, like the sun is glaring and you're just kind of sitting there and you're like reflecting self-loathing of your life and who you are and what you're doing, your purpose, kind of stuff like that, which I think was portrayed really well in Garden Shed. And I also think Estelle just kind of adds that like little like feminine aspect to the song, which I guess could also be like a little node to like being part of the LGBTQ community and how sometimes like when you are bisexual, you might just be in touch a little bit with your feminine side. I feel like Estelle kind of just added that a little bit. Which, yeah, pretty much brings like a nice connection to the whole song and kind of wraps it up with a little bow. I love saying that, but yeah, the next song I do want to play is called, before we move on, Boredom featuring Rex Orange County and Anna of the North. We will unfortunately be having to skip Where This Flowers Bloom featuring Frank Ocean, Pothole featuring Jaden Smith, I Ain't Got Time, 911 / Mr. Lonely featuring Frank Ocean, Steve Lacy, Droppin' Seeds featuring Lil Wayne, November Glitter, and Enjoy Right Now Today. So if you do want to listen to those, they are off of the album Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator. This is the last song I'll be playing off of this album, and we'll be moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. I do want to say that for this album itself, I love talking about the vinyl record pressings. There were only, I think, two pressings. There was a standard black, so it makes it really easy for me to just describe standard black. And then kind of like a, it was called a yellow, a translucent yellow. It was more of like an orange, kind of like a macaroni, kind of orange, kind of yellow-ish. Not exactly a mustard, but kind of like a macaroni, like a KD kind of orange yellow. And it was translucent, and I really want it so bad, but I don't think they're pressing it anymore, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. And yeah, he had a Flower Boy tour back in 2017, 2018, kind of like throughout those years, where he toured the album itself, which is dope. And I can't wait, because I will be seeing him on February 28th. February 28th in Rogers Arena for his Chromacopia World Tour on floor. I was able to get floor tickets, which is super exciting. But yeah, I'll be playing Boredom now. We'll come back and move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver on Discali, and I'll let Rex Orange County take it away from here with Boredom.
Out the window. Find some time to do something. Find some time to do something. Find some time. new best friend. Cause Born got a new best friend. Born got a new best friend.
Socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Welcome back to Discolly. The last couple minutes, because I do have to leave to class. But that was Boredom featuring Rex Orange County. I think Anna of the North. I love Rex's voice. I'm going to be honest. I love his voice. It's so nasally. It just works well. I really like how Tyler works with Rex and Anna, both in the kind of sense. Like, I love when he was like, can I get some help here? And then they both all come in for the harmonies, which I think was really cool. But this is a very, like, he might have gotten inspiration, but, like, it might just be Rex's voice, but this is a very, like, Rex kind of song. It's chill, but it's still kind of hip-hoppy, but still kind of, like, R&B pop kind of vibe. But, yeah, I don't really have much to say. I've kind of run out of things because they're all very... Tyler's so dynamic and so experimental that it's just... You can say anything about it, and it would make sense, just as long as you don't call him a pop artist. But he will have every now and then a little pop genre in there, kind of, maybe. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a pop album from him. We never know. But I think if he does something well, it's definitely hip-hop and rap. We have officially entered our Discovered Artist of the Week. Thank you guys so much for joining me for Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy today. And now we are going to be staying on the hip-hop rap train with an artist that I quote-unquote discovered for myself, named Shad. So a little bit that you guys have to know about Shad is that he was born Shad Ratch Kabango, July 18th, 1982, which makes him 42 years old, in Kenya, but grew up in London, Ontario, Canada. So he is Canadian, which is so fun. He works with alternative hip-hop and rap. He's a rapper, a songwriter, and a broadcaster. Maybe not a student broadcaster like me, but a broadcaster. I think he had a show called Q on CBC Radio, and he's been active in his career since 2005. The first song that I want to play for you guys is called Rose Garden. Something that's amazing is that I don't think he is as explicit as Tyler, so these songs are not labeled as explicit. If there's a word here or there that he might say by accident, just want to give you guys a little listener warning and listening advisory. But this is Rose Garden from his album Soul, T-S-O-L, back in 2010. We'll come back, talk about it a little bit, and then I'll be playing some of his newer music that he released in October of last year called Real Speakers, which was a collaboration with his buddy. I don't actually know his buddy. Let's see. 14KT. But the song that I'm going to play right now is going to be Rose Garden. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Rose Garden by Shad.
What's up? Abraham went to / Isaac, in a sense he baptized him. Rabbi said don't trust them cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it, to help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless, sometimes I just wanna play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best, I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing, so don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. Too much in the way, I weigh $2, and if I had 2 slugs to spray, like La Ra, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues, Brampton, while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling, mansion, now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week, 7 days of black power, naps every 48 half hours, that's 24-star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls,
It falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball.
Welcome back to Discolly. What a fun song. Oh my God, that got me like in a different mood. Like I swung from Tyler to Rose Garden, kind of like this very much felt like a very Guardians of a Galaxy feel. It could have been like the background vocals on this song, but this was so fun. I loved Rose Garden. If you didn't know, I also go into these discovered artists blind. I just kind of listen to maybe a song here or there, make sure they're kind of like the same genre as our mainstream artist of the week. But I never actually listened to the songs in full, which is fun. I definitely also think that with doing hip hop and rap, I'm very much trying to discover a way of talking about it. I am not a huge hip hop rap person when it comes to hip hop. Very much my type of hip hop type beat is like Lauryn Hill, which I know is very much like a classic and not so experimental, I would say. I'm like, that's my type of hip hop. So it was cool to start learning how to talk about Tyler and how to talk about those kinds of genres like horrorcore and I think it was like hardcore hip hop and alt hip hop, as well as neo soul. But what that we're seeing those a little bit more with R&B artists. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to add. It was just so fun. I kind of want to keep that going. I think I want to play one more song from his old ones. This one is called Black Averageness. I was going to say Awareness. Yeah, Black Averageness. I think we're going to stay with like the happy, joyful mood. I think this one has a little bit of a keyboard in there. But yeah, we'll play it. We'll come back and we'll do a couple more songs before I sign off. You're listening to Discolly, and this is Black Averageness by Shad.
So you've heard of black excellence.
Yes.
I love black excellence. It's excellent. Unfortunately, this is not that.
Jared Dudley.
This is something different.
Very median.
Check it out. I'm one of a billion, paying the bills, man. Bills fan, live in a building. My only drama's all my children. I'm chillin'.
Right.
Not broke, not rich. Only chalet that we go into is Siren Lake to a Fred Van Vliet. I'm like, switch, sure I miss. Bitch, you basic. Well, it is
what it is.
Look, I say that I'm busy. Not that busy, though. I'm no Diddy. Look at the video. Wifey work for the city. Pensions litty. Y'all should retire. I do admire those who aspire, but I don't really. Not trying to be flyer. Canadian Tire. Life for us is already often catastrophic. So shout out all my Africans that learn the data process to fatten up the pockets. Deal with racist bosses. Stanley at the office. Turn it off and watch this.
All okay. Only ball okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap okay. Only trap okay. And you sing okay like karaoke. Say.
Bizarre person. I look regular like a LeVar Burton. More into the Star Trek than a star searching. Hard working, shattered savage. Not a caddy, I'm just black with baggage. Daddy with daughter, I'd be happy if she matched the average. People want me to be bad, but I won't. People want me to like jazz, but I don't. Wish I did, too many notes. Can I live at my crib? We just folks, I'm a man. Why I wanna be a goat? I just wanna see us cope. We eat the stars and we broke. Like you either make them laugh or you're a joke.
I'm like, nope, I have every right to be like a B or a C with a do-rag on while I ski. They don't get it, melanin, paramedics, dentists, dental hygienists, or delivering for UPS or FedEx. Pop said it, you ball okay, if you just ball okay, I just want you to know that that's all okay, if you just rap okay, only trap okay, and you sing okay like karaoke, say
all right, welcome back. That is still playing in the background is Black Averageness. I love this keyboard. I love this joyful mood that we have going on with Shad. I will say Canadian Tire brand drop. I love that he named Canadian Tire. You can really tell that he's Canadian. Yeah, I just kind of love that. And I also like that he didn't say I'm not Diddy. We do not endorse Diddy at all. But I kind of like that he's differentiating himself from these characters and these people. But love that he embraces Canadian characters so much and his Canadian nationality. I think it's really cool and it obviously makes a lot of people smile. The next song that I want to move on to, actually one more thing before I say that, but the next song I want to move on to is A Day in the Life off of his Real Speakers EP with his bud 14KT that he just released in 2024. But I think something that I find very similar to Tyler is that they're very genuine with their lyrics. There's a story, there's a purpose. They say what they want to say. It's not just kind of like mumbo jumbo. It's very much with intent, which I think is cool. And I think with this EP right now, we're definitely going to see more of a harsh, intense hip hop. Not really too much, not too intense. But yeah, not so experimental, but you'll kind of see like this, that same feeling that I tell you how like it feels that Tyler's offbeat, but he's not. He's just filling the space of the song. Same thing with this. So I'll play A Day in the Life. We'll come back, wrap up the show, and yeah, that's basically it. You're listening to Discolli, and this is A Day in the Life by Shad and 14KT.
To quote Big, I'm not from Houston, but I rap a lot, snap a lot, open and close this app a lot, honestly, on my Macintosh. These fake kings are from a castle called Cap-a-Lot. I'm laid back and nap a lot, just in shorter stretches. Creatively, I'm sort of restless, even though I just said I rested before. Guess I'm more complex and I spread an important message, expressing all thanks and requests before I order breakfast. That's just a slice of a day in the life. Babies and wife, can't wait for inspiration to strike. I just write crazy stories like Arabian Nights. They say this black boy's brighter than some stadium lights. Rwandese taught me manners, but indeed this Canadian's nice. With the pen, all the phrasing's precise. Raising mics. Look, they say the people seeing reels don't want to see the real, just comedy on the feed. They want the Key and Peele. No problem, I give them honesty and feels regardless. Never daunted by economy and deals, dog. I'm different, I've been that gym rat. Made income and interest, but I'm in this for the impact. Rap's not something you can win at or bring back. It's freedom within the limits of the rhythms and syntax. Stuff is tough to hear. I'm holding up the mirror. No Justin Spears, Musketeer. No puppet here. Plus, man, it's been a couple years. So much corruption, no trust, just fear. More homeless, though there's so much construction. Weird, more luxury, but more suffering. Poor judgment. I still got a lot to say. They saying AI can say it, Satan, not today. Same on and off the stage. I don't rap to complicate or puzzle you, but like a puzzle to put things in proper place and walk away. Fight the good fight, push to put right what we should until it's good night, good rest for a good life. They say I cook like a 3-star chef. See what he achieved with even 3 bars left. Maybe world peace like he's our test. Anything is possible if you believe Garnett. We'll reach our best. Dopest style, I run the show like I wrote the pilot. I don't promote the violence, be woke as open eyelids. I make this post and I'm back on my oath of silence. Holding fam close and smiling. Look, I never had to dress sharp, never had the guest stars. I came correct before IG gave the check marks. Eckhart totally meets Bret Hart. Best bars, you want to rewind but also want to hear the next part. Next part, next part, next part. KT. Shad.
And some beautiful taglines right there. We've got Shad and KT, 14KT, on the song A Day in the Life. I do want to say before I get into it and play the last song, Up next at midday, 12, right at noon, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode as always. Thank you guys so much for joining. I'll see you guys next week. I'll play one more song just for a bit, and then I'll rush over to my class as fast as I can. This is Keep Going and Don't Forget by Shad and 14KT. Thank you guys so much for joining me, and I'll see you guys next week.
When I'm on, it's like somebody brought the palm trees in. Calm breezing, feels like a Tahitian spa treatment. It's beyond reason, these are not even songs leaking off of the album. This is off season, this is show stopping, go talking. Even though I post often, the skill is still so shocking. On my Run DMC, they're more TMZ. I'm in a GMC, touring the DMV. Me and T, then we check in the B&B. Except when I'm in the house, it's a B&E. Smash, TNT, blast, CNC, factory of music. Got more tracks than BMG. My only message is keep going and don't forget. I don't just flex to show off, it's how I show respect. For the culture, for the rap and the jazz lovers. In these days, mask covers and last suppers. For the warriors, black mothers and splash brothers. And anybody that's passed up a fast buck for a deep, meaningful reason and seen their cash suffer. No upper class suburbs, but my cupboards have enough. Your boy Chad, all capital letters, on point, steep national treasure. The passion's for better. Yeah, all my people just keep going. Sort of like Jordan in the flu game, shooting blue flames through acute pain. The streets need a new lane. The heat's made the mood strange. The youth need complete revolution, not just loose change. Their pets off leash while we reside in cages. Deprived of wages, no bread. I ain't talking about diet crazes. Hiding quiet rage, violence in the climate. Lives engulfed in a silent blaze. I take time with it, their heart's fine with it. Just being fine, but mine isn't. Even the sky's limited, bars going higher. But the mind isn't, and the divine isn't. Every rhyme is the same message. Just keep going, don't forget. I don't just flex to show off, it's how I show respect. Bruno Mars and Cardi B, how I wrote the text. With the most finesse, halal, the goal is blessed.